Can you give us an update on where you are in your recovery, what you're able to do at this point?
So right now I've been running straight line for about almost a month now. Haven't done any cutting yet, but knee feels good. It's getting better every day. Continuing to build the strength back in. I've been working hard in the weight room and things like that, in the rehabilitation room, and just staying the course.
When do you expect, or when's the plan that you can start doing cutting and other things, what's the next step, actually?
Next step is cutting. Just figuring out when that is. I'm just, you know, listening to the training staff and listening to them, but listening to my body as well, figuring out when the right time is to start cutting and things like that. So, we'll see how it goes, but it's all under their, under how they see, you know, fit my timing and progressing to the next steps.
Is that close? I mean, you said you have to listen to your body. Do you feel like you're close to that?
I think I am. I think personally I'm close to that, and it's just a matter of continuing to, you know, get stronger, get the leg stronger to be able to start cutting and things like that. But I do feel like I'm definitely close to that.
Is there a mental threshold that you have yet to cross, or you have crossed yet as far as, okay, this is going to work?
I think I've crossed that. I think there's a moment where, you know, after surgery, a couple months after you're done and you're out of the crutches and you're out of the brace and you're kind of moving around and you're thinking to yourself, okay, does this feel like you can do some of the things you once did? And I felt like that was a yes. I felt like, yes, the surgery went well. There's no, you know, nothing negative, no ailments have come on the latter part of it. So I do feel like I can continue to be that same guy I was before, and it's going to heal to 100%. And it's just a matter of being patient and taking my time and making sure it's fully healed before I try and do anything crazy.
Victor, playing off Paul's question, your initial conference call after the injury with us, you essentially said, no doubts, I'll be back. Now, you've been through quite a process since then. Do you still have that kind of confidence when you look at, hypothetically, even that season opener in Dallas?
Absolutely. There's not a doubt in my mind that I'll be back out there playing on the field. Obviously, it's just a matter of, you know, getting myself back to 100%. But I definitely, as of right now, there's zero doubts in my mind that I'll be playing in that first game and continue to be at 100% playing at the level that I like to be playing at.
Victor, when you watched last year what Odell was doing, did you kind of, you know, itch to want to be back out there and just to have that combination going?
Absolutely. I mean, if I get another question somewhere out in the streets about how excited everybody is about myself and Odell, I might just jump off a building. But I'm definitely excited to, you know, not just last year and watching him do all those great things, but this year to kind of start from the beginning. And him and I have gotten closer over time, and us as a receiving core have gotten closer even. So I'm excited to get back out there, not just with him, but with everyone, and feel the pads again and put a helmet back on, but definitely with Odell to get out there and, you know, be out there on the field when he's doing good things and when Ruben is doing good things and myself. It's just going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Does that help you, too, in terms of you don't have to come back and be the guy? You know, you're going to complement each other very well. Does that help you come back from this injury?
Absolutely. I mean, just to know that there's guys out there that can take the pressure off of each other, and we've got some guys that we picked up during free agency to take some pressure off of other areas. So just to know that I can be a complement and not just a focal piece and be, you know, have different areas, and Eli's got a ton of targets now. So I'm excited. I'm excited. It definitely helps me mentally when I want to come back and get back out there again.
Are you fully under the impression that you're going to have to bring it along slowly, though, and maybe limit the reps at first, or is it just when you get to 100%, you just, you know, like, full go?
I don't know. I think that's kind of up to the training staff and the coaching and the guys upstairs. I think I just want to, you know, I think initially once I get to 100%, they're going to kind of tailor me in a little bit, kind of fix my reps, be low reps at first, and then kind of go from there just to kind of get my feet back under me and things like that. But it's all up to them. I just want to get myself ready, get myself to 100% and take it from there.
Isn't there something inside of you that says, though, I don't want to be the compliment? I want to be the same guy I was, the go-to guy?
I just want to be a guy that catches everything that Eli Manning throws my way and scores as many touchdowns as possible. That's all.
Victor, can you tell us a little bit about what you were able to do down at Duke when you went to work out with Eli and Odell and Ruth?
I just did a lot of kind of spotting up, jogging things with Eli, just kind of mimicking the tail end of a route, things like that. I did no running, no routes or anything like that for me. Did some stuff in the film room, just kind of watching plays and watching some things over again in there. But that was pretty much it. And then, you know, Odell and Ruben were there, and they were running routes and things like that. But for myself, it was just some spot-up stuff. But it was good to, you know, it's been a while since I've been around the guys, been around football, and it was good for me to kind of hear the verbiage again and be around some of my teammates, which felt good.
Anything you learned about yourself during this process? And if so, was it surprising to you?
Just my patience, man. I think I didn't know exactly how much patience that I really had. I mean, everybody likes to tell themselves that I'm pretty patient, but in this day and age when, you know, you want information quickly or you want to do things fast, you want instant results, I had to be pretty patient. I was forced to be, and I was pretty comfortable with it, you know, just being there, spending time with the family, being patient, not wanting to rush things. And I think now I'm at a place in the surgery where, in the rehabilitation process, where I want to push it. I want to go faster. I want to start cutting. I want to do different things, but I got to be patient, and I got to understand that it takes time and it takes, you know, discipline in order to continue to rehabilitate yourself, especially with the type of injury I had. So just take it one day at a time, but patience was definitely the biggest thing that I learned about myself.
Victor, is it as big a deal as it seems that a year ago this offense was completely unknown, and now a year in, all of you seem to have so much better command?
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun. I mean, even in the meeting rooms, everyone knows what they're doing. Everybody, it's almost like we're critiquing ourselves. We're watching the film and we're, you know, saying what we could do better, things we could have changed in the routes and things that we've done well. We commend each other, we give each other props and things like that. So I think it's definitely going to be beneficial for us all to have another year being more comfortable with the offense, understanding it more, and now we can, you know, get the nuances and start to do some different things. And I think Coach McAdoo is really excited about that as well.
Will you be interested in the draft coming up as far as, you know, Jerry didn't say you coming back would be a bonus, but you always have to, you know, wonder and plan, you know, maybe as if somebody's not going to be here. That, you know, the first round, if they pick a receiver, you're like, you're thinking, well, maybe I don't think I can do it.
No, I'll just be, you know, I'm focused on myself and focused on what I can do and focused on getting myself to 100%, and the rest will take care of itself. I mean, I can't control, you know, I can't talk about what I can't control, and the guys upstairs are going to make decisions that they see fit for this team, because that's what they're here to do. And all I can do is take care of what I can take care of, and that's myself and my body and the way I perform out there once I'm 100%. So, that's the only things I can control.
We got time for one more.
Ruben had an interesting kind of up and down year. Knowing him, having played with him a couple of years, how do you think he's handled that, and what do you expect from him?
I think he's handled it tremendously. I think he's reached you can see a kind of a renewed sense of focus for him this year. I think he understands that, you know, in this year, this is where he has to kind of start to make that transition from young rookie, you know, first, second-year guy to a young veteran almost, and he understands that, and you can tell him he's kind of taking the reins on that, and he's excited about the process, and he's really paying attention and really working hard in the weight room and things like that to get himself ready physically, and I think mentally in the film room he's pretty locked in as well. So I'm excited for him. I know last year was up and down, but I think, you know, he gets it, and he understands what type of player he is and what type of player we need him to be in order to be successful.